U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio announced on Wednesday the United States will start aggressively revoking visas of Chinese students, including those with connections to the Chinese Communist Party or studying in critical fields. The U.S. will begin revoking visas of Chinese students, including those with connections to the Chinese Communist Party or studying in critical fields. Secretary Marco Rubio, at Sec Rubio, May 28, 2025. President Donald Trump's administration has sought to ramp up deportations and revoke student visas as part of wide-ranging efforts to fulfill its hardline immigration agenda. If applied to a large portion of the hundreds of thousands of Chinese students studying at U.S. universities, the measure could significantly impact a vital revenue stream for U.S. educational institutions and disrupt an important talent pool for U.S. tech firms. China ranked second in the number of international students enrolled in U.S. higher education during the 2023-2024 academic year, with 277,398 students, according to data from the Institute of International Education. Rubio also mentioned that the criteria for future visa applicants from China and Hong Kong would be tightened to increase scrutiny. Additionally, the administration has blocked hundreds of millions of dollars in funding to universities. The president has criticized some of the country's top institutions, such as Harvard, claiming they are overly liberal and have not done enough to address anti-Semitism on campus. The U.S. State Department will work with the Department of Homeland Security to aggressively revoke visas for Chinese students, he said. The Chinese embassy in Washington did not immediately respond to a request for comment. China's foreign ministry previously vowed to firmly safeguard the legitimate rights and interests of its students overseas, following the Trump administration's move to revoke Harvard University's ability to enroll foreign students, many of whom are Chinese. China is also at the epicenter of Trump's global trade war that has roiled financial markets, upended supply chains, and fueled risks of a sharp worldwide economic downturn. The decision to cancel Chinese student visas comes despite a recent pause in the U.S.-China trade dispute. International students, India and China together accounting for 54% of them, contributed more than $50 billion to the U.S. economy in 2023, according to the U.S. Department of Commerce. Photo: Reuters chart shows the number of students from China, India, and other places enrolled in higher education institutions in the United States every year from 2001 to 2023-24. The State Department has broad authority to issue and revoke visas. The administration last week cited Harvard University's ties to China as among several reasons for revoking its ability to enroll foreign students, a move temporarily blocked by a U.S. judge.